The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Mr. Wellness with Ian Clark. Think of our show as a tune-up for your body. You may be running down or not performing in tip-top shape. Mr. Wellness is the show that makes sure you keep humming along. Now, here's Mr. Wellness himself, Ian Clark.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our first show ever. This is a brand new radio broadcast coming out from Mr. Wellness, and I'm very pleased to be here to share a lot of crucial information with you that is going to be life-changing. So I'll give you a little background on myself. About 10 years ago, I started a long journey into the world of top-level wellness. And I call it top-level because there's only two levels of health in life. There's top-level and then everything else underneath. And, you know, next level, you know, you never know what next level means when people tell you I'm going next level. I just decided back then I wanted to go to the top level because I was at the very bottom of my health experience, in fact, so dangerously low that there were a few life-threatening situations that the medical doctors were laying on me. And this is something that is actually all too common with people in the North American Health Society. I knew nothing about health in general other than what I was taught growing up. I was 46 years old at the time. And hitting the wall in every way imaginable. And this is something that I would not recommend to anybody. As a matter of fact, when I got into this condition, I thought if I ever get out of this, I will share whatever information I can to, first of all, help people to avoid ever getting into a bad situation with their health to start with. And if they have happened to fall into some pitfalls along the way, to learn the exact protocols on how to get out of this. But at the time, that didn't do me any good. And if I would have met myself, who I am today, 10 years ago, and received the information that I now know, I would have probably been 5 to 6 months to get out of the woods completely instead of a struggle for 5 years. So I had heart condition, a liver disease, I had kidney problems, adrenal fatigue. I had infections, serious infections in my body. I was way overweight. And I was basically reaping everything I had sown for. Now, everybody talks about, you know, principles of sowing and reaping. Well, in the religious world, they sort of water it down and use it as a cliche. But in reality, it's an irrevocable law. And every one of us are subject to it. And I was reaping the ugliest harvest imaginable with the realization that as I was reaping something that I'd sown for many years without even realizing it, I was going to continue to reap that ugly harvest regardless of whether I made changes today or not. But I knew that even as sick as I was, I needed to learn how to sow the right seeds for something in the future that would be positive. But at the same time, learn and understand why my body had ended up in the situation that it was in. So full of inflammation, a lot of suffering going on, and doctors telling me that I absolutely had to have surgery. There was no way out. I had a large fistula cyst cut out of my lower abdomen in order to survive. And I'm telling them, boy, I don't want anybody cutting me down there. There's too much plumbing in that part of my body. You know, one little tiny mistake could, you know, be very serious. But I was assured, even by my older brother, who was a medical doctor for 37 years, assured me that I didn't know what I was doing. The doctors were giving me the best possible advice, and I had certainly better follow every step of that way with all the medications and surgeries prescribed in order to get myself out, or I wasn't going to make it. So my question at that time to myself was, okay, what have you done to cause this problem? And I'd ask the doctors, you know, what is it that I am doing that has ended up with me in this incredible bad situation where I'm about to lose my life? I'm only 46 years old, you know, married to my wife at that time for 21 years. We have 7 children together. We were married when we were young, and we kept having children till we got 2 girls. That's why we ended up with 7 children, which is fantastic because we had no idea that a big family would be so wonderful and powerful. But there I was in a very, very terrible situation. In fact, everything at that time was melting down. I went completely bankrupt financially. I was bankrupt with my health. Our all relationships were suffering as a result, because when you get into that situation, really everything starts coming at you at once. So it was complete overwhelm. So I'm asking the doctors, you know, what is it that I've done? What do you know? Like, you know, you've got a lot of clinical experience. You've had lots of patients. And I even asked my brother this, who has had thousands of patients roll through his clinic over the 37 years of his practice. And he told me the same as everyone else said. They just said, look, these are statistics. You know, you're not doing anything a lot different than your colleagues. You know, your family genetics show on your mom's side that you had 2 uncles died 1978, 2 days apart. You know, one was 54, one was 51. One had liver cancer, one had thyroid cancer. I had markers telling me I had 3 different types of liver cancer at the time, but I wouldn't allow any kind of oncology or any kind of biopsy or anything like that. I didn't believe that I had cancer. I still don't believe I did at the time. I wouldn't be here today if I did. But anyway, there was a lot of misdiagnosis. There was a lot of misinformation. But I was basically being told, you're a statistic. Now, I wasn't a drinker or a smoker. I stopped all that when I was 21 years old. But I was eating a lot of fast food. I was eating, I didn't know anything about GMO foods or organic. I just thought, you know, what's organic? Everything grows out of the ground, right? I had no clue of any of those things. I wasn't aware that water was a big component. I was not aware that you had to have a proper amount of sleep, that no, you're not invincible. You really need to respect your body. So here I was in this situation, and I'm being told by doctors that it's statistical. It's, you know, genetic predisposition. And my brother told me also, he said, I've had thousands of people come through the clinic over the years. I've seen every walk of life. People that die young, people that die old. I've seen people that struggle with, you know, life-threatening diseases. They try to change everything. They do juicing. They eat organic. They do all the stuff, you know, scrambling. They still die. People that don't give any concern, that live till their 90s and they're healthy and robust. And it's all genetic predisposition. So that was basically the medical perspective in Canada. And up here in Canada, you get free health care, you know, more or less. You can go there and you know, you don't have a big hospital bill if you get cancer or a heart attack or open heart surgery. It's all paid for. So, you know, they've gone through all these ropes. And my brother even told me, you know, hey, if there was a way to get people healthy, you don't think that Health Canada would step up, because it's a social system. They don't want to have to pay out all this money. You would think they want healthy people. But that is not the full equation. So anyway, I came to the conclusion that they were incorrect in their diagnosis, incorrect in their prognosis, and certainly incorrect in the treatment that they wanted to offer me. And they were in error telling me that it was a genetic predisposition and that there was nothing I could do. So now, certainly my genetics dictated that there was a problem, and I did look like one of my uncles that died at 51 in 1978 of thyroid cancer. I had a very similar body type, very similar facial features even. And I would go to family gatherings and they say, hey, you just looked like Uncle Don. And that wasn't always good news. So what I found out in the end is that it was absolutely to do with everything that I was doing. It had nothing to do with statistics. It had nothing to do with genetic predispositions. You can't change those things. But you can certainly change everything that you are doing with proper sleep, eating clean, making sure you're detoxing your body, like learning where did the toxins come from? Where did they come from? How did they get in my body? What damage did they do in there, sitting there all these years? And how do I get them out? How do I repair the damage that the toxins caused? And then how do I, support my body to rebuild itself? Because what I learned is that our bodies are always trying to build themselves back to an original blueprint of ultimate health. And all we need to do is supply the knowledge, the protocols, the materials coming through nutritional, you know, means, and giving the body the materials to work with, the information, the instructions, and the support, the body begins to heal. Because all healing comes from God and all life comes from God. So if you are alive today and your eyes are open and you're breathing and your heart's beating, you have life energy within your body that is able to do repair if it's supported properly. But how do you get there? How do I find out at that time when I know basically nothing? The only connection I have is the medical world. I'm turning my back on them, not completely, because I certainly know that doctors around the world save millions of lives a day. I have great respect for that. Where I don't respect what they have is their limited knowledge and understanding in the allopathic world of epigenetics, of nutritional benefits, of changing your lifestyle, of thinking correctly, because we know that there's placebo effect and nocebo effect. So all of those things that I knew nothing of at the time, how on earth do you go out away from there, knowing nothing, and find the people in 7 billion people on this planet? How do you find the ones that know enough soon enough to tell you what to do soon enough so you don't lose your life? So what I found out is that if a doctor tells you you have 6 months to live or a year to live or you've got some horrible diagnosis, and if you don't take their treatment, you know, you're going to probably die within that 6 months to a year. If you take their treatment, well, maybe we can give you 5 years, maybe even 10. Who knows? Maybe completely fix the problems, but there's no guarantee. And when you look at the statistics in the medical world, they're really ugly when you get right down to the real numbers. So in order to launch out at that time, the only thing I could do, I was so desperate and so far gone and so sick, and I had all these problems in my body that were like these growths and lesions and on. It was just this huge list. How do I even begin? I had no money to work with, and I just didn't know what to do. So I prayed, because that's what you do. When you're desperate, I don't care if a person thinks they're an atheist. They're going to pray when they're down and there's nowhere else to turn. So I prayed, and my prayer was very simple. It was like, I need to, if I can get through this, if you'll allow me to get to a place where I can find health, I will do whatever I have to do. I will spend whatever time, energy, and resources I have. I will listen to whoever you direct me to, and I will pay very close attention. And if I've only got 6 months to live, that means I've got 6 months to live. I'm not going to die in 6 months. I've got 6 months to find out how to extend that time out to a year. Then I've got a year to work with. And then I use that year to extend it out to 5 years and so on until you get back to a normal lifetime. And a normal lifetime could be anywhere up to 100 years or beyond. You know, we know that there are, you know, there's sovereignty at work and there's all those things, but we don't want to be irresponsible. And everything I was doing was bringing an early demise. So I had to change every single thing in my picture. And you can't do that overnight. Not only that, I didn't know what to change. And I tried, you know, I was eating at Wendy's for lunch every day. Every workday, I would go to Wendy's and have a number 4, you know, supersized or whatever, you know, with the soft drink. I knew that was wrong. So I knew that must be really messed up because I was addicted to that. When I tried to stop, my body would kick my butt so hard that I had to go back. I mean, I had to go. I would have a throbbing headache. So at this time of desperation, when I prayed and I said, I need direction, I also made a very bold statement in that prayer, which is a little risky to do. But I said, whatever level of suffering I have to go through, I'm willing to go through, no matter how bad it gets. No matter how much it's going to cost, I will pay. No matter how much fun I have to have, I will have. How much joy? Yes. Open to everything. So when you make that kind of a commitment and you're willing to suffer at those levels, I had no idea what was coming. And at that time, looking back retrospectively, if I would have known the level of suffering I was going to go through, I likely would have opted out because I just didn't have the intestinal fortitude or the mental ability to handle that at that time. But as I went down the road and I got into the whole suffering process, because I really didn't know what I was doing and I did a lot of things wrong, and I got into 2 heavy detoxes and I got into Herxheimer healing crises, like a lot of them, and I suffered intensely from at different times during that next 5 years. If I would have known, I would have opted out, but I'm very thankful I did not opt out, nor did I know what was coming. So when you make that kind of a commitment, you are committed, period. And then the next thing that happens, the most uncomfortable part of commitment, is you've got to have courage. That's the most uncomfortable place, because you have no capability at that point to accomplish what you've committed to do. So you've got to have courage to believe that you're going to be led to the right person who's going to tell you the right thing, and in a soon enough time, you're going to do it. And then you begin to get a capability. Then with the capability, you start to see results happen. And I started to see my body change dramatically. Now, I didn't get well anytime soon. It was a very slow process because of my lack of knowledge. But I just knew, in my heart, I knew in my mind, out there somewhere on this planet, there was somebody that knew, and that they would have the top level information. I didn't know how to find them, but I knew I could be led to them if I was guided and directed properly with a prayer answered. So slowly but surely, I started to meet people at the levels that I could handle at that time. Because you start to get into a lot of mind-blowing information as you start to realize how we've been conditioned in our society, how we've been trained to think with all the scarcity mind thoughts, with all the fear-based mind thoughts, and all those things that I was literally full of. But all those things were slowly dispelled. And as I began to get opened up, I would meet another person that was at a broader spectrum. So I go through all this, and I end up in a Whole Foods in January of 2006. So this is 2 years into the process. I've now lost about 50 pounds, and I did that simply by cutting everything I was eating in half. I went through a tremendous suffering period where I had to stop the garbage food, and I got to the point where I thought I was going to get through, because my stomach would be growling like for hours relentlessly, blasting headache, like heavy-duty migraine that wouldn't go away, until I finally realized, okay, I sat myself down in a chair and I said to my body, which is not me, I live in my body. I said, I am now taking over. You no longer are the boss. You're the boss up to this point. Now you're fired. You are going to be the subject, and you're going to do exactly what you're told. I don't care how much you suffer. You know, if you get a pounding headache for weeks, so be it. If your gut is wrenching because you don't have the garbage you want to feed on, too bad for you. That you're just going to have to stomach this. And so when I got to that breakthrough point, I got all those things, pounding headaches that didn't go away. It was ridiculous, but I got through it because I was armed for it. I had the mindset to go through the suffering process. So in 2006, I'd gone through the first 2 years was really intense. I got into a lot of juicing and things like that, but I didn't, you know, again, didn't really know what I was doing. And there I am in Whole Foods about 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning with my oldest son, Anthony, and we're looking for some hemp protein because we heard that whey protein is not cool, hemp's cool, you know. So that was our kindergarten first basics on that one. And we found the hemp protein down the hall, the aisle of the store, a little further. There was kind of a display on the right side behind another place that was blocking it a little bit. And this was a guy that was getting ready to do his demonstration of natural products that day for the whole day Saturday. And we were one of the first people in the store. It wasn't real busy at that time in the morning. And so we got our stuff, and then we turned to walk out. So we're walking up the aisle to go to the cash register and buy this canister of hemp protein. And this guy had been trying to get our attention because he'd seen us standing there looking at it for a few minutes. But I wasn't paying any attention to him. So he literally comes around from behind his little booth, walks up the aisle behind me, and he goes, "Excuse me, sir." And so I turned around to that. Maybe I dropped my keys or something. And this guy said, "I was trying to get your attention. You weren't paying attention to me. I've got some very important information to share with you. If you come back down the aisle, I'll show you something you're going to like." So I looked over at my son like, wow, that's never happened before in history that I know of. You know, usually you have to go by and people are a little bit shy and nervous, and then you kind of listen to this spiel. Well, anyway, I thought, well, hey, this must be important. If this guy feels that strong about it. So back down the aisle we go, and he starts explaining about these amazing products from a company called Synergy and another one from New Chapter. At the time, these were like the cool products. So I told my son to go get a cart. He brings it down. We fill the cart up with stuff. And this guy is brilliant. You know, he's bright. He's got all kinds of knowledge. He's got an amazing database that he's drawing from. He's got a fantastic memory. He looks super healthy. His eyes are crystal clear. His skin is perfect. So after he's done his spiel, I said to him, you know, you're a really healthy looking person. In fact, you're probably the healthiest person I've ever met in my life. Is it from these products that you're so healthy? He goes, well, you know, this is part of it. He said, but that's not the whole of it. And I said, well, what do you do otherwise? He goes, well, I'm a raw foodist. I went, what's a raw foodist? And so he goes, well, I just eat raw food. Well, you know, I said, really? That's kind of shocking. And especially up in Canada in January at 30 below. But anyway, he said that's what he did. And I said, do you enjoy that? And he says, well, you know, I have my on times and my off times. But he says, well, overall, I like the experience. So I said, well, can you tell me more about that? And he goes, no. He said, I don't have any more time now. He said, you got to go up. And he said, you come with me. So we go up to the cashier. He gets me a Vitality magazine, which is a free publication in Toronto with all the health food stores. And he turns open to this page and he shows me this picture of a guy named David Wolf. And David's one of these zany kind of new age hippie type guys that's into raw food. And he teaches people about raw food. At least that's what he was at the time. He's changed a lot since then, but he said, you got to go see him. He's coming to Toronto in March. You go see him and you'll see what I'm talking about. And you'll learn something from him. So that was January. We waited a couple months. We go see David Wolf. I was very nervous about it, but he might be right about things. But what he taught about was, you know, how important it is to eat clean, get into superfoods, you know, be very conscious of where you're at with your diet. And that really, that was the first stage. That was like the kindergarten launch of going into this whole journey. And what that led to was a trip to California, and I went down there. It went through a whole cycle of getting into wheatgrass juicing and sunflower sprouts, and we were growing all the stuff at home, and all these radical changes came into our family, which was actually really hard for some of the rest of the family to handle, particularly my wife. But they all adapted, and they realized that it was, you know, a life or death situation with me ongoing, so they all got in very high support of that. So ended up in California. A year later from the January 2006, I was in California, February 2007, and I started meeting people down there that led me all the way back through to Europe. And I discovered over the years that there's a lot of big health advances in North America, and there's even more big health advances in Europe, especially like Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Italy, places that are doing deep level studies, and they don't really share that with the rest of the world. So I ended up over there, and talking to people in that space really advanced everything. So that's when things, basically that was the ultimate Kickstarter, was in 2007 when I met these people over there that were growing a very specific strain of marine phytoplankton. And this was a big breakthrough scientific thing happening there that nobody even heard of over here. And I got access to this and started to consume some of it. There was a specific strain that was being produced over there in its early stages. And you could consume it, and it was extremely beneficial for human health because it contains every nutrient known to man within it. Now, at that time, the science was not fully revealed, but I started immediately feeling better from this. And I never felt better in my life at that point. And what I learned is that every day going forward, and this is about 2007 when this finally dawned on me, that every day moving forward, you're going to be doing things in your life that are either going to be have a reward attached to them or a price attached to them. You're either going to do something that's going to make you feel a little bit better tomorrow than you do today, or you're going to be doing things that are going to make you feel a little bit worse or maybe the same as, but there's no same as. You're either going to feel better or a little bit worse. And it's very incremental. It's not a sudden change. It's just slowly but surely, incrementally, it starts to change. And a little bit every day adds up to a lot. And so I thought, you know, this is like going down the road. If you have a 10-mile span to travel and you're in a car, if you had a perfectly level road, the car wouldn't move if you put it in neutral. If you have a 1 degree incline or a 1 degree decline, it's not going to move either. In fact, it's not even noticeable. But only 1 degree up or 1 degree down ends up to be 840 feet of height difference between the down and the up at 1 degree. So it would seem like nothing. The car wouldn't even hardly struggle to, or it wouldn't even roll on a 1 degree decline or struggle on a 1 degree incline, but just that little change over a period of miles, like 10 years being 10 miles, there could be a significant change just a little bit one day at a time. So it was then that I realized that we only wanted to go to the top level of health. That's where we want, that's where I wanted to live. I didn't know exactly how to get there. I just knew that it existed. I knew that out there in the future, the day was going to come, if I was allowed to live long enough, that I would achieve the top level of health, period. And that was where the bar was set. And that meant top level products, top level protocols, top level modalities, top level everything. And if you're going to be alive, then and you had the opportunity to live at the very top level in every category of your life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, domestically, all your relationships, financially, politically, or whatever, pick any category. If you knew you could live at the top level, then you would make that choice, I'm certain, to live at that place if you can do it. And if you're going to be alive, become super alive. If you're going to get healthy, get super healthy. You know, top level, because there's only two levels, top level and everything underneath. So when I realized that, that was a very exciting moment in my life. And from then on, from that day till this day today, it's only improved a little bit better. There were some setbacks because of stuff I didn't know about, but I overcame those by far once I understood. Don't let yourself get into a healing crisis. Make sure you're being very respectful. Don't do these wild detoxes. Find a way where your body detoxes a little bit every single day, keeping you really clear moving forward. So all of these things have matured and culminated into an actual top-level protocol, top-level products, top-level understanding, top-level everything. And that's why this radio show is now being launched, because the information is ready to be released. I know who the top-level people are in each category of research, because I'm not a researcher other than I research the researchers. I was simply open to finding the people that were at the top level of each category, whether it was mental, emotional, physical, your nervous system, your endocrine, your cardiovascular, your whole everything. Just imagine every category of health, there are top levels in each one of those. And when you bring them all together, they combine, they blend like a perfect puzzle. And that's the biggest thing that you can seek in life. And that's why this is so exciting. So over the next weeks, we'll begin to share more and more of this information. And we're just about at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have another 30 minutes or so to go after the commercial break. And I'll get into some of these actual definitive things that we can talk about. But and then I'm going to be inviting experts to be interviewed on future shows. But today I just wanted to lay a foundation of where I came from, where we're at now, and where we're going, and how do we get here, and how do we proceed from this point. So for you listeners, this radio show is for you. Everything we do is for everybody outside of us. And we're here to serve as many people in this lifetime as possible with the most valuable information and the most valuable access that they can have, so they spend the least amount of time, energy, and resources to get the maximum return on their investment. So appreciate you listening to the first half of the show. Stay tuned for the second half, and we'll be back shortly after the commercial break. And I really appreciate you taking your time and investing into this, into listening, because the most valuable stuff that I found to make the most difference in your health, the top level stuff, is actually free, things you can do at home for free. And then everything else in the support of your health comes in the form of materials and products. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Abre mi corazón.
Healthcare today is full of complex questions and even more complex answers. On top of making choices about healthcare, how do you know that you're making the right choices? Natural medicine or conventional medicine? Should I seek a second opinion? What if I just don't feel right about the treatment I am recommended? Get the answers by tuning in to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff, live every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are tuned in to Mr. Wellness. To reach Ian Clark or today's guest, our toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, send an email to ian@activationproducts.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, for the second half of our first show. So the first half of the show, I basically laid a foundation of where I came from and where I'm at today. And how does that benefit you? Because this show is all about you. And you need to, you know, as far as responsibility for your own health, learn a massive amount of information, but it has to be the definitive. So you don't want to have to go and do the research I did. I went out and did the work for everybody and learned all of these perfect protocols on how to support your human operating system, because you really have a human operating system that is so intelligent that it requires respect and support. So you just want to be fully respectful of your body, fully supportive of it. And you want to have command central supported, which is your whole brain operation in your head, in your heart, in your gut, because they now know that your thought patterns are not just in the head calculation, but there's the gut, there's the heart, there's the whole operating system working in synergy together. And your body has, they estimate at least a trillion functions a second just to hold you alive here. So it's a super intelligent, super sophisticated system, but it requires just simple, definitive answers to have the top level support of that system. And the reason that you, of course, want that is you want the highest quality of life experience for yourself and for others around you. Because when you are a top performer in every category, you are going to be of a positive influence to everyone around you and also an inspiration. So to have the highest quality of life, for the great satisfaction in life, you want to have served and loved people your whole life in the most beneficial way possible. And that does require health spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, domestically, environmentally, financially, politically, and so on. Not that I'm ever going to get into politics, but being healthy politically means that you can see through all the smoke and mirrors that are happening out there in order to navigate down the road correctly and make the right decisions. So it's all about you making the right decisions that are going to affect your future. And everything you're doing and deciding to do today has a reward attached to it or a price attached to it. So you obviously want to be on the reward side, because prices, none of us can afford to pay the prices that are coming down the road if we're doing something ignorantly that we're not aware of, innocently even, or if we're doing things that we kind of have a gut feel we probably shouldn't do, that there might be a price attached. You know, you don't ever want to get into a conflict with Mother Nature or with your own body's operating system, because both of them will kick your butt all the way down the road until you learn your lessons. Now, I look back at myself 10 years ago, and I think about the English language as kind of a cute language. I have a friend that looks at words all the time. I didn't come up with this, but, you know, he told me one day, he goes, just think of the term less on and more on. He said, morons end up with less ons because they do things they shouldn't do that are not very smart, and they end up learning a hard lesson, right? So a moron earns bad lessons. So why there's the complete opposite words going on there, I don't know. But I know that I was operating like a moron, and it wasn't intentional. It wasn't that I had a low intelligence level. I have a medium to average, intelligence level, but my wisdom was at an all-time low. And certainly my knowledge was void when it came to, in fact, what I knew at that time was killing me. So the object now is for you as an individual to make sure that everything you're tapped into, all the information you're listening to, the things that you're making as somewhat of an absolute or an absolute in your life, as far as how you're going to conduct yourself and make decisions, needs to be the top level categories. So if you're always tapped into the top level information in each category, you're always going to make the correct decisions to get a reward into the future so that you can then share that with everybody around you. It's never to make yourself above the crowd as far as, you're better than somebody else, but it's always about inspiring others to do the best that they can be, to be at the very best top level. And a lot of people in society are more into mediocrity. They don't really care. The measurement, and I don't know if these statistics are right, but the general consensus is that about 4% of the population is willing to do something to take responsibility for their own life and their own health, not just give it out to a doctor if something goes wrong, not just take it for granted that everything's going to be okay and hope it doesn't happen to me, but they're proactive and they're also reactive in a proper manner. So we all are active and reactive and proactive in certain ways. But we want to make sure that when we take an action, that action is based on the deepest level of wisdom at the given time. What has been revealed on this earth that you can do that gets you into the top level? And that's where you want to be. So the great challenge is to have that commitment, to have the courage to stick to it, to have the capability showing up, and then the results that deliver the confidence. When your confidence increases because you've committed, you've got the courage and the capability, and you get the results, then that confidence feeds back into further and deeper commitment. And then you have more courage, more capability, and you keep going into that cycle until you get to the very top level, with only the top level in mind. Not next level, but top level in mind at all time. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there. Certainly you want to be able to fast track as many things as you can. But the fact of the matter is that our bodies take a long time to get into maybe a bad condition where we got a real price to pay, like I did 10 years ago, and I had to go through all this. But with the information I know now, if I would have just done some of the simple things, the wisest things that I know at this time, I would have had a 6-month, conversion over to a healthy body instead of a 5-year. And then, so from 2004 to 2009, I went through that whole iteration of doing some right stuff and some wrong stuff, and then getting into a place where I was actually within a very good quality medical range when it came to blood panels and all the numbers that they look at for markers for health. And so I was declared healthy at that time. So I went from sick and about to die to being in the medical range. So once I got to there, I went, okay, so this is the kind of like the first milestone towards top level, because I'm certainly not going to accept what the medical world calls healthy, because that's just the medical range. That's mediocre. I know now that I feel so good. I've never felt so good in my life. I know that every day going forward, I can feel better. And from 2009 till today, my wellness and health are so high that I didn't dream it was even possible. I didn't even know it was possible to feel that good in 2009, that's what it felt like to be in the medical range. Now we're way above that, way beyond. And the more you learn, the more capacity you have to learn, the more capacity you have to learn, the more you learn, and so on. And it begins to go into an upward, beautiful vortex spiral, which is the exact opposite of the downward spiral I was into up until 46 years old. So it all starts with you as an individual, first of all, finding out and believing and having the knowledge that you can actually take responsibility for your own health. And that when you are willing to do that, when you commit to actually taking responsibility for your own health, not looking for the magic pill, not looking for the wonderful, perfect doctor, not looking for the naturopath that's going to fix all your the problems that you're having or look at symptoms and deal with them, but knowing that you yourself, as you learn, can drill right down into the core cause, the causal effects of everything that's going on, not to find out what's wrong, but to find out what you can do that makes it right. Because, you know, everybody can talk all day long and scare people to death what's wrong with them and how did they get there and what's this and what's that. But when you focus on what is right, because there's a billion ways to do it wrong, but in the end of the day, there's really only one way for you as an individual to do it right. Now, that doesn't mean that every single thing that works for somebody else is going to work for you. We're all super unique. We all have a different background, different genetics. We all have to approach ourselves as unique individuals. But the fact is that there are a lot of common ground things that work. For example, if you just simply consume a significant amount of properly structured mineralized water that actually brings hydration into your cells every day, that one thing is going to change your life. Just that one thing. So when you wake up in the morning, after having had a good night's sleep, and if you don't have a good night's sleep at this point in your life, you will definitely have a good night's sleep in not too far down in the future once you learn and know these things. But when you wake up in the morning, your body has just finished all the final digestive processes and the elimination of waste and is ready to dump. So the first thing you do when you wake up, before you do anything else, is drink between 1 and 2 liters of water, which is 1 or 2 quarts. And that water needs to be hydrating, structured, mineralized water. That allows your body to have the material it needs in the form of water to be able to flush out all of those toxins and those waste materials that are ready to go. And when you do that, it immediately wakes you up, brightens your day. You have a good elimination at that point in the morning, because guarantee you drink 1 to 2 liters of structured mineralized water, you are going to have a good healthy bowel movement. You're going to flush. That is number one. And you'll notice the difference the first day. And by the 1,000th day of doing that, you're going to see a huge difference. So we don't need to think about the 1,000th day now. Think about the first day and the 10th day and watch what happens just doing that one single simple thing. And you don't have to guzzle 2 liters of water. You just drink it. You know, if you drink a couple of ounces every few minutes, you'd be surprised how quickly you can get 64 ounces into your system, which is approximately 2 quarts, 2 liters. So, you know, there's no guzzling needed. And then you make sure you stay hydrated throughout the day. And you don't need to worry about your body weight in ounces and all that stuff that they tell you. Just drink and keep your thirst down. Make sure you're satiated with water. And you don't drink a lot with your meals. You make sure you keep the water separate so you're not diluting enzymes. But you put a water protocol. Now, what does it cost you to do that? Next to nothing. What did it cost me to learn that was a very, very high price, because I didn't know that. It took several years until I met somebody. And you know what? It was perfect common sense. I said, I should have already known that. I shouldn't have had to be told, but I had to be told. And I went, yes, that sounds so exactly right. And all these simple things that are the most effective are basically free. So that's number one. That's how you start your day. 1 to 2 quarts of water, preferably 2. And watch what happens when you do that. So that's the first order of the day, laying a foundation. You simply commit to it. Do your research online. Find the water that pleases you the most. You know, you can go down to Whole Foods or a health food store and look and see the water that you think resonates with you the most and that makes you feel the best. You know, I know up here in Canada, they make a product from a company called Ice Age. That's a good one. There's another one from Iceland, which is Iceland Springs. That's another good one. They're in a higher quality plastic bottle. You can also, of course, make your own water. Some people swear by distilled water. Some people swear by RO. Don't put yourself in a box. You know why? Because there is no box. There is no, it's no in, no thinking in the box, thinking outside of the box. There is no box. Just think with common sense. Now, what we do, we live in a farm, so we have well water. So we actually put it through an RO unit, but I put special minerals from the ocean in there that go into the water and immediately structure it. So it's clean, now it's mineralized and structured. Plus I do other things, but I'm not going to get into that in the show here today. But when I drink the water, because it's, you know, too much to talk about right now for the water, but I will definitely share all this information with you in the future. But just something as simple as RO water with minerals put back into it will structure it to a certain degree. But when you have the perfect water for you, the way you can tell is that it's very thin. It feels very thin. It has a nice taste to it. And it doesn't sit heavy in your stomach. If you're drinking water that sits heavy in your stomach, that's an indication that that water is not optimal. It's still better than nothing. And if that's all you can get for now, make sure you're drinking that water. But make absolutely sure that that water does not have contaminants from the city sewer systems and the pharmaceutical drugs and all the things that end up in water that is not clean. So, you know, and if you're in a place where it's real questionable, just boil the water as well. But get the water in you. And even if it gives you some acid reflux, there's other ways to deal with that. Some people drink water and they don't like it because it gives them acid reflux. Well, that's just an indication you don't have enough stomach acid in your body. And there's easy ways of fixing that, you know, with things like sauerkraut and various things that just immediately, simply for very, very, very low dollars fix that problem. So water, number one. Number two, you definitely need to focus on supporting your autonomic nervous system. So your autonomic nervous system has two functions. One is flight or fight, which is sympathetic. One is rest, relax, and heal. That's your parasympathetic. So you want your body to be able to go in and out of that very easily, you know, so that when you need that sympathetic stress to kick in, it kicks in, you're done with that issue, then it kicks out, and you go back into parasympathetic. So that when stressful things come, things that max you out, you know, upsets in your environment, in relationships, whatever, things you got to deal with, struggles, traumas, whatever, you're able to handle them very, very well because your sympathetic nervous system is not on all the time. But what has been discovered is that in our society with all the emails and text messages and all the communication, and we're all doing 2 to 3 times more than we've ever done in our life every day because we can, that ends up in a situation where we're people, and I was definitely there, that you get locked into sympathetic stress. So when you get locked into sympathetic stress, what happens is, and this has all been measured scientifically, medically, the blood vessels in your thighs and your biceps expand about 10%. That means that those blood vessels are robbing your abdomen and your brain at that time of blood because you got to get oxygen to those large muscles that you're going to run with because it's flight or fight. So at all times you're there and those blood vessels expand. So your brain doesn't get enough blood. And when you get locked into this, you don't digest properly because you need good blood flow to digest in your abdomen. So there's a doctor down in California who did a whole lot of testing on this. He tried herbal preparations, acupuncture, massage. He tried all these things for many years. And he was testing people with litmus paper and lemon juice to see which system you're in, because you can tell, you know, based on pH and all these things, these little tests that he was doing at the time. And nothing was working on long term. He'd have little tiny results, a little bit of improvement, but then they go right back to the same problem. And he found that people 24 hours a day, even when they were asleep at night laying flat, they were still waking up in stress in the morning. Now, sympathetic stress you don't necessarily feel. I mean, if you're feeling the stress, you're really stressed. But it's that silent killer, they call it, and that's when you're locked in. So what he did is he did an experiment. This is many years ago. He got this whole group of people to commit to laying down on their back with their butt up against the front of the couch, the bottom part of their legs from the knees to the feet horizontal on the seat of the couch where you'd normally sit. So you're in a seated position, but your back is on the floor and your butt's against the front of the couch. And he wanted them to do it for 30 minutes a day. This was the first level of testing. 30 minutes a day in that position, and it knocks you out, because what it does is it makes the largest blood vessels in your body, in your thighs, vertical towers. Gravitational force pushes that blood into your abdomen and up into your head based on gravity. Even though those blood vessels are still expanded, would normally rob the blood, they can't now. And what he found out after multiple tests is that when people did that for 14 days, 30 minutes a day, and they never missed a day, around the 14th day, it wasn't the same for everybody, but it was around the 14th day for most people, their body suddenly went in, it had the ability to go in between sympathetic and parasympathetic very easily. And the testing showed it. So what happened was, is that the brain having blood in it for 30 minutes straight and the abdomen having blood in it properly because of the gravitational force of the vertical thighs, it kicked into gear and it went, cool. So that means that it's okay. I don't have to keep locked in sympathetic stress. I don't have to keep running from the tiger. I don't have to be in flight or fight. I can be in rest and healing and relaxation. And all these people had to set alarms because they would do it during the day and they had to get up and get going. It would knock them right out, put them into a deep universe somewhere where they're resting, and it was just an amazing experience for all of them. So I tried that when I heard about it years ago, and sure enough, what a difference. And it literally changed who I was, because if you're always in sympathetic stress and something happens around you, you'll flip out easier. Then you're not as pleasant to be around with other people. All of a sudden, people were happy to be around me because I wasn't doing that kind of stuff anymore. I was much more in equilibrium, more calm, happy, based on one simple thing I could do for free at home, get into the sympathetic, parasympathetic relief position. And I'll tell you, just give it a try. But remember, the average was for most people, you have to do it for 14 days without missing a day. It's 30 minutes. You can do it longer too. Make sure you're you know, if the couch doesn't fit you because your legs are too long or too short or whatever, then just get some cushions to do it. But make sure that when you're in that position, you're completely chilled out. You're absolutely relaxed. And you don't have a thought in the world. And just, you know, imagine you're on a jet flying somewhere for a two-week vacation. Your mobile phone, your computers are behind you at home. You're going to a beautiful tropical island. You're going to totally chill out. And there's only one phone number people can get a hold of you at the resort in case of an emergency. And that's where you're heading. And just, anyways, it just knocks you right out. And it's a wonderful thing to do actually midday, because that does a reset during the day, so you can, you know, as if you just woke up again in the morning and go again. So it fixes the mid-afternoon doldrums, and it's just a fantastic thing to do. But watch what that changes your life. So there's two free things that you can do that will definitely change your game, change who you are, and you want to come through more and more clear as to who you are. And I learned a long time ago now to totally avoid stimulants. You know, having the coffee, having the espresso, oh, they're lots of fun. Makes you burn real bright for a little while. But there's a price attached to it every time you do it, because when you stimulate your body when it's not real energy, your body will draw on your brain chemistry, materials from your bone marrow to create that energy, because it's being demanded through your adrenals. And that's a hormone release that forces you into a higher energetic position when it's not based on reality. And if you continue to do that, you're robbing the dopamine from tomorrow, from next week, eventually next month, and eventually next year, and there's a big price attached to that. So when I got up of all stimulants, everything and anything that would falsely stimulate me, whether it was raw chocolate or coffee or espressos or whatever, guarana or yerba mate tea, all these things, when I got off of those, I couldn't believe the difference. I went through 2 or 3 weeks of kind of doldrums, but then I came out of it. I have more energy and more vitality and more sustainability than I've ever had in my life. And I get to shine more clear of who I am to the people around me, because I don't have anything jacking me up. It's all tonic and super clean food. So That's the show for today. You know, I've delivered to you just a couple of super valuable, priceless things that you can immediately enjoy and benefit from in your life. We have a lot more things like this to share, and I'm very, very excited to be on this show to be able to share these things, all this matured information, and we've got a lot more to come. So stay tuned for the next one. We're going to be on every Wednesday at the same time for an hour, and I'll definitely be drawing in some of my key closest contacts. And thank you for listening and investing your time and for enjoying the show. And so we'll see you next time. Until then, I'm Ian Clark with Mr. Wellness.
Thank you for joining Ian Clark, a.k.a. Mr. Wellness, this week. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another edition of the show. We'll be live at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Until then, keep living your better life.